Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lineup season is upon us and the rumors are swirling. What we know, what we think, what we want. Today on the What Podcast, we go through our 2023 wish list. Five must-have bands to see at the farm in 2023. It's Lord Taco, Barry Corder, Brad Steiner. The What Podcast, which bands this year that matter, starts right now. You're always trying to do your best. Don't worry about what happens next. Cause it never ends. We just begun. We crash into the setting sun. The What Podcast, which bands this year that matter? Lord Taco, Barry Corder, I'm Brad. Nice to see you again, guys. Of course, in the festive spirit is Santa Jackson, Santa Taco.
Got my hat on. Can we go back to what we just said a few minutes ago where you said I was smart? Can we revisit that?
I think you're very smart, yeah. And then, of course, you've got Santa, very festive Lord Taco, Russ Jackson, but also the latest member of Sprockets is here, Barry Corder. What is this outfit you're wearing?
I'm trying to just be a floating head. Is it working? I just want to be a floating head.
Where's your tiny little round glasses?
Yeah, for some reason, you're some sort of like troubled poet today. What is this? What is this you're wearing? I swear to God, Taco, if he comes in with a beret next week, I am quitting immediately.
Oh, you know what's coming. I got the Santa hat. All he needs is a beret.
A beret and an ascot. Mm-hmm. And my man is ready. What's everybody been up to? A pipe is nice. Walking stick would always be helpful. What have you guys been doing? What's new? What's happening?
Been missing you. How you been?
I asked you first. That don't matter.
I mean, like everybody else, been dealing with the flu and the illnesses and all that, but whatever.
You had the flu?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was spent in the bed, but, you know, whatever. Nice. I'm not complaining. Mm-hmm. I'm alive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All good.
Now, do you guys remember the day that I gave you COVID?
Yes.
We were the first three COVID patients in America. I got the worst flu I've ever gotten that December 2019. Was it 2019 or 2018?
It was 2019.
I can't remember now.
19.
Oh, God, it was awful. I've never felt worse. And then, you know, a couple months later, COVID explodes. I'm convinced that I gave all of you COVID.
Yeah, I think Russ was next, right?
Yeah, but mine was just the flu. I mean, there was no COVID test at the time. But I was positive for the flu. I think it was flu. There was A or B, and I don't remember which strain it was. But
I mean, it was the worst flu I've ever had.
It kicked my ass, too.
I remember putting my head on a pillow and thinking, I will not wake up tonight. That's how bad I was sick.
Ever.
I remember. I think that every night.
You're supposed to think that way. You're supposed to live your life that way.
So thank you, Patient Zero.
Yeah, it was me. I appreciate that. I'll tell you, I was really upset because that was the weekend I was supposed to go to LA for the very first ever Harry Styles show. I was like, even up until the moment the flight was taking off, I was walking around the house like, I could go. I can make this. And he was like, you can't get on a plane like this.
I was really bummed out. And I mean, look, it's Harry Styles. I it's not like I'm the biggest fan in the world, but I wasn't going to miss the first ever show in LA for Harry Styles. I wasn't going to miss it. I'm glad I missed it.
I can't
hang out with you guys instead.
Yeah.
I can't even believe you had that much energy. I know. I just remember, like, I'm not going anywhere. I don't care.
So let's start this, episode with, what we know so far. We've gotten some Rue clues in the last couple of weeks. Taco, take me back and explain to me who, what, when, where, and why with the Rue clues.
First Rue clue was, who was it? Oh, it was,
Grizz.
Grizz, yeah, it was Grizz. Yeah, thank you.
Hat's too tight.
Yeah, I can't get all the brain just doesn't want to stay in there. Yeah, Grizz, which was interesting because we had Grizz do the Super Jam last year.
It raises an interesting question: how much of this is a reset? Before we even get too far down this road, how much?
What do you
we
mean?
Care? How much do we care who's been there in the last 2 or 3 years?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I know, yeah, if it was on the 2020 lineup and they made it or didn't make it, I don't care. Bring them. So,
yeah, you know I think that you, I don't think that goes for, you know, if they were to book Stevie Nicks and Tool, you know, but I don't think anybody cares if Churches comes back or you know, Roddy Rich is there.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. It's just weird to, you know, they tease us with, ooh, who's going to be there? And then it's somebody that we kind of all expected was going to be there anyways.
Yeah. The Grizz Super Jam, by the way, is 2019.
2019, that's what it was. 2019. Okay. Yeah, last year. Yeah.
And that's why I ask. I think a lot of us, it sort of hit like a pause and a reset kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I know where we're going to talk about who we want and all that. So
the other Rue clue was Odessa, right?
No, that was...
Was it Odessa?
No, that was a leak from Festival.
Oh, okay. You mean the news that we told you months ago? Yes, I'm glad you finally got to break news that was already broken. Oh, God, this guy.
Well, we could have tweeted it just like he did.
It's a conversation for another show. What was the other? What was the other Rue clue?
I think it was a band called MUNA.
Muna. Okay. MUNA. Right. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know them either. But I know people. We have a mutual friend that absolutely adores them. So,
okay.
That's a big deal. Another Rue clue coming this week. Anything else that came around that we may have known or that was news this past week or last 2 weeks? Did I miss anything else?
As far as lineup, as far as lineup, but
yeah, how did the original sales go, by the way? We know?
I think they went well.
Yeah.
Talked about on last week's High Five. They're now into tier two,
right? Which I guess is a good sign, right? I mean, that means they're moving at least, you know, enough tickets to.
Of course, we don't have any idea. They could have.
Well, it's arbitrary, 20, tier,
we don't know.
I know. tier one could have sold 50 tickets, exactly. But we sold out of tier one, guys.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Uh-huh. So, but
we do
but
know,
everybody-
we have heard that, you know, the old, as we're now calling it, the Flea and Tea, or the Flea and Tick Woods Place, where we used to be, is very popular. Russ and I have decided we're going to call it Flea and Tick.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we
even though there are no fleas and there are no ticks,
we can't stay there anymore. So we're down.
You're just trying to dog this thing out so people don't buy it, so that you can move back in.
Because that's exactly where we screwed up. We were too we were too nice about it.
You're right. We oversold it. You really don't want to be there. That's where all the bees are. Mm-hmm. That's where they harvest the bees.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, there's so many bees nests back there.
Skunks.
So the other thing, too, that when we go through this week, when we go through, I want to go through our wish list, go around the room and see what bands we really want to be there now that we are fully into rumor and speculation season. I mean, we are just a couple of, I mean, it feels like 6 weeks. Are we probably 6-7 weeks away from a lineup? When does it usually come out? Mid-February? Did we nail them down on this?
January.
Oh, it's January. Really?
Yeah, I think you were pretty adamant it was going to be like January 15th or whatever, middle.
Oh, did I? See, somebody call, what's his name, Festival, and tell him he can break that, too. bruh, sources say. God. I feel like he sort of alluded to that, too, in our conversation a couple of weeks ago with the C3 guys. The other thing, too, that I keep coming back to what he says is this lineup feels like Rue to him.
Yes.
It feels like Bonnaroo again, whereas maybe the last didn't.
He did say that.
And by last, I mean Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
No question. And I think it's been It's been a little while since you've been on with Russ and I. We've done a couple of high five clips, and the last time we talked, we sort of agreed, and I want to ask you, you know, back in June, at the end of June, we said this next lineup has to be killer. It has to be amazing. I, anyway, have backed off a little bit on that, in that it needs to be good and maybe even great, but it doesn't have to be killer. And how do we define that? That's what I would like to ask you. You know,
I mean, it's also subjective. Right. These things are so subjective. The person that loves the hangout lineup, right? Chili Peppers, SZA, Calvin Harris, Paramore. There's another person that thinks it's total trash.
Right.
So I feel as though that their biggest job this year is to reignite the passion for the brand. It can't just be another lineup. It can't just, you know, be a year that they it feel where it doesn't feel connected again. And I think their biggest challenge is going to have to reconnect with the Bonnaroo faithful. And I think that they've started, by all indications, based on the conversation that we had with them a couple weeks ago, that's what it feels like they've started to do. You know, they're reengaging the fan base with the multiple tiers and the different type of camping options. I think they know the challenge, right? I think they see it in front of them and they're addressing it. Now, whether it is shown through a lineup that we all like, who knows? I feel pretty confident that this lineup is going to be really good. And I feel really confident in the people that are putting this festival on, that they actually care about it the way that we care about it. Whereas maybe in the past it felt a tad surgical, maybe a tad sterile. I feel like the feeling is back. I feel like the love and the feeling that we all have of this thing is back.
I think disjointed would be the word I would use to how it felt last couple. And I think, to your point, and it goes back to what we've...
Disjoint's a good word. Yeah.
Yeah. What we've talked about and what we discovered, if that's the right word, I don't mean we, but we talked about on this show is lanes. That's what it feels like to me, is they understand that they need to have artists that fit in certain lanes. They fit headliner on down, you know, like... If Brad likes the headliner, what does Brad need to see earlier that evening and earlier that evening? And what else is on the lineup that would interest? And I'm just, you know, using you.
Well, and it feels like this year, 2022, there was like, it just felt like no lanes, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. Disjointed.
I mean, I think disjointed is a really good way of putting it. Where I think it's sterile. You know, it lacked sort of the emotive feeling and the connectivity that we all have with it. I think disjointed works as well. So if you had to, what is Barry's number one artist that he wishes for 2023?
It's easy. You guys know. I mean, I'm an open book. It's My Morning Jacket. I think they are, I've said it since 2007, they are the perfect Bonnaroo act. They still are, in my mind. Now there's a, I have a number two, but
well, wait. Now let's go to.
I'm gonna stick with that. Well, yeah, okay. We'll let you guys answer. But
all right, My Morning Jacket's your headliner. Taco.
Wish list for me. I mean, if it's just if it's just a pure wish, I'm gonna go Tears for Fears.
Okay, didn't see that coming.
I did not either.
Why not?
I did not. Okay,
I don't have a problem with it. It raises.
I go for the Beatles.
Okay.
It's your wish list. Fine by me. All right.
All right. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna let that go because it raises a part of a question that I want to get to later. So yeah, who's your number one, Brad?
Well, I'm trying to look at the Tears for Fears tour for 2023 and just, you know, what kind of concert dates they're doing. And currently, no concerts near America for Tears for Fears in 2023. So it looks like their schedule's open.
That's why it's a wish list, yeah.
Yeah. My absolute desire, number one, is a band out of the UK that doesn't necessarily do a lot of shows. But I don't know if there's been a more proficient artist in the last 3 years through the pandemic to now. They've put out, 11 albums? They did 5 albums just this year. The band is Sault, S-A-U-L-T. I am absolutely obsessed with this band. They're doing a lot of their stuff just via the mail. They don't really get together all that often, and they sure as hell don't do many shows. But I heard Wildfires a few years ago, and since I heard that song, I've been, I mean, holding my breath that they come to the States and do any sort of festival date, because I will be there immediately. I've got to see this band. I've got to see this band at some point, I hope in 2023. Everything's setting up for them to explode, and I just want to be there when it happens. But I'm obsessed with them. S-A-U-L-T, it's Salt.
Is that number accurate, or are you exaggerating?
They released, what do you mean?
Five albums?
Yeah, so they did five albums this year as sort of like a gift to God. And one album's called Air, and it's all orchestral, ethereal sounds. They did four other, like the amount of product they put out this year is out of control. And it's almost hard. It's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. No, 11 to me is one of my favorite albums of the year.
I mean, so did five in like 6 years, and they were all pretty good. I mean,
so they released five albums at once, and it was only available for a few days on their website that you could download totally for free. And then they took it down, and you can't get them anymore. But then they eventually found their way to like Spotify's and etc.
I respect your opinion, no question about it. So
I think 11 was damn near my favorite album of the year. I would start with Wildfires and then Why. Those two songs are probably the best entry point to this band. But Today and Tomorrow came out the same day as Earth, Air. There's actually two albums named Air, if I'm not mistaken. They've got an album named Nine that they released earlier this year. They released Nine. Let me look it up here. They released Nine, Air, 11, Air, Earth, Today and Tomorrow, and Untitled, all since June of 2021.
I think you're just making words up.
That's what I was going to say. Thank you. It sounds like a made-up Netflix.
I just put out an album. It's called Air.
Air. And then Air with two eyes. Yeah. Air with two eyes.
We loved it so much, we did it twice. Yeah.
Man, but the way that 11 starts off with Glory is just so, so strong. I love this band so much. So that's my number one wish list item that I can give you. Barry Corder, your second band that you absolutely want to see, Bonnaroo 2023.
Anything with Warren Haynes. I don't care which band he comes with. It can be him by himself.
Well, I hate to break the news here, but sources tell me. Sources! Sources! Warren Haynes is playing with Tears for Fears this year.
See, this
turns
is,
out.
This is the sign. We're this all is happy. All working out. Yeah.
That's probably the only band he hasn't played with.
Uh-huh. Lord Taco, your second band that you want to see.
Second one I'm going to go with is the Mars Volta, and I know we're getting them for Shaky Knees, and I'm super excited about that, but I want to see them on the farm.
So you are our resident Shaky Knees guy. I've been to a few times, but you love Shaky Knees. Did that lineup? That lineup came out, didn't it?
Yeah, we talked about it. I think you weren't on that one, but yeah, the lineup came out and it's great. Yeah, it's the best that I've seen.
It's a good lineup. Yeah. I could say I'd be happy if this was the Bonnaroo lineup.
I would too.
I would. Yeah.
Well, that brings me to the second band that I am absolutely fighting tooth and nail for is the AAS.
Yeah.
One of the great shows I've ever seen at Bonnaroo was that Yeah show on the Witch stage. It could not have been hotter. Oh my God, that show was so hot. It was so packed. And, you know, Karen O swallowing the microphone still to this day, I will not forget. I want them back on the What stage this time, and I want them in a little bit cooler of an atmosphere, maybe 6-7 o'clock, so it's not nearly as hot this time. But I love that show at Forest Hills. And there's not a band that I want to follow around the country more in 2023 than Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Barry Corder.
You know, I'm looking at that. So, wish list. I'm going to say Flaming Lips.
Make a return. I'd love to for a Flaming Lips reunion.
Another perfect Bonner.
When was the last time they were there? Was it the Dark Side of the Moon year? Because I remember that. I've got a crazy story about that year at Bonnaroo. But am I missing something? Were they? Have they been to Bonnaroo since that Dark Side of the Moon year?
No, I don't think so. And in fact, this is going to blow you away. I think the last time they were close was at Riverbend here in Chattanooga.
I was there at that show, and it was very uncomfortable. It was very uncomfortable.
They're also on the Shaky Knees lineup.
Yeah. That Sunday night, and I'm jumping all over. I won't say it, but yeah, that Shaky Knee lineup is pretty good.
Well, there's a little addendum to their name on there. It says, performing Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots.
Fantastic. Oh, I'd kill for that. Nice. So last time I saw Flaming Lips, they did Dark Side of the Moon. I'm standing on the stage, the side stage of The Witch, where Flaming Lips are doing their show, and then Kings of Leon had done like the main stage right before that. So you get like Leon Leon or Danny Leon or whatever their names are. Like the brothers walk up on the stage holding a plastic jug of whiskey. And in tow with them is McLovin. So I watch the Leon guys and McLovin just chugging whiskey on the side of the stage to the point where like, now it's time to getting, it's, things are getting a little itchy. McLovin threw up off the backside of the stage. He was there for half an hour chugging whiskey until McLovin had to throw up. Man, I love that year. I love that show. And I'll never forget Wayne Coyne coming by with his megaphone just screaming at us, "Hello!"
See, Flaming so Lips fun. For me is my introduction to Bonnaroo, because in 07, I'm pretty sure, it was either 7 or 8, but I think it was 7. You know, I don't know. I had to go cover this event, which I didn't want to camp. I was scared to death. It was raining. It was hot. It was everything. And I went on back to bed at whatever midnight, and I'm in my tent and I can still see out, and I'm in the field next to the witch stage. And all of a sudden I see this giant inflated ball come off of the stage with a guy in it. And I'm like, what the hell is happening? I got to go see this. And then then I was out, and I think, yeah, from then on, I was completely bought in. This was unlike anything that I had ever seen before and would ever see, and don't go to bed early.
And that's what, I mean, that's what did it for you was balls.
I know. But, I mean, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't even describe it to, you know, my wife or anybody. It's like, you're not going to believe what happened. But yeah.
So the thing about that ball that's so interesting is – you mentioned Riverbend, them coming to Riverbend years ago. And, you know, they get this ball and they travel on top of the crowd, and he walks in this ball like a hamster wheel.
Part of his birth.
On top. Yeah, part of the birth thing. Well, where he tried to do that at Riverbend in Chattanooga, he did that down on the ground. There weren't any people there. And so he literally he had to do the ball thing on the ground because there's only like 10 people in this area that they couldn't hold him up. So it crashed on top of people and they sort of like stared at him in this ball.
Well,
looking like a total stranger. It's one of the strangest interactions I've ever seen in a Flaming Lips show.
Let's be fair.
Okay.
Because here's the deal. So if you've never seen the show, they have a screen and it's a whole birth thing. And he comes out and then he's in this ball and he literally walks in the ball out onto the audience on a normal stage. Uh-huh. Riverbend is horrible because it used to have this barge that went 60 feet down to nothing, which is what Brad's talking about. So he would drop down. To their credit, they got there 2 days early and tried to figure out how to do something different for Riverbend. So you probably didn't like it because you hate Riverbend.
It wasn't the Flaming Lips show that I...
To their credit, they tried to make something work.
We got Barry and Flaming Lips. Lord Taco, your third band you want at Bonnaroo 2023.
Number three, I'm going to go with Editors.
All right, Taco, introduce me to the Editors. Who are the Editors?
No, the Editors, Mr. Radio.
I don't. Why is it, by the way, if Radio Guy doesn't know a certain band, it's like, why are you even in this industry?
I'm not laughing.
Do you know anything?
I'm laughing at your reactions.
Do you know anything?
We've said it before. There's no way you and I can know everything. I don't have a problem with that. I'm just laughing at your face. Like,
hey, it's your wish list.
Did I hear that right?
It's your wish list. So tell me about Editors, because this is not ringing a bell.
Let's look it up. Let's see.
Okay.
Editors are an English rock band formed in 2002 in Birmingham, previously known as Pilot, The Pride, Snowfield, and consists of Tom Smith, Russell Letch, Ed Lay. Okay. They got some members.
Yeah. All right, so to revisit learning about the Editors, they have some members, and they're from England.
Two platinum studio albums.
Okay, got it. It looks like they're doing some dates in the Netherlands and Turkey and UK in 2023, so who knows? Maybe Bonnaroo is in their future too, Lord Taco.
Maybe.
My third artist, this actually is because I just saw... this guy added to what was the festival that they just got added to? Summer Camp in Illinois. I want to see, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, and Barry's eyes are going to roll back so far in the back of his head they might fall out. Willie Nelson.
Hell yeah.
I would have a blast at a Willie Nelson show, mainly because I think, you know, I know his best days are behind him. I don't know how many more Willie Nelson shows we have in us.
I hate to say it, it could be another John Prine moment where, you know, if you don't see him, you might not get another chance.
This might be it. I've seen Willie once, and it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
And I don't anticipate this being very good, but I really wanted to see it for the moment.
My eyes are not rolling back, and I get it.
Okay.
And it would, his son, I think two sons, actually, I think, but one son is doing more of the singing.
Oh, really? Okay.
You got to see Willie while you can. I would highly recommend, you know, pulling every string you can trying to get on the bus with Willie. I'd be interested to hear that story because I keep hearing more and more stories about Willie and his bus. I've seen Willie many, many times. And I'm so glad that I did. I don't have a problem with that. But
okay. It's
he can't sing anymore.
Yeah,
he can still pick a little. And just seeing the guitar, I mean, just being able to say you saw Willie in the guitar.
Yeah, the other thing too at Bonnaroo is that the amount of people that would come out of the woodwork to want to be on stage with Willie, it would almost turn into its own super jam.
Everybody loves Willie. He might be number two behind Dolly as far as, like, everybody loves Willie.
Yeah, everybody does love Willie.
Any genre, you know, celebrity basketball, and will, football, whatever.
Do you know,
everybody,
that's actually going. That's a really good point. Do you know who might be three? I would almost put Snoop at number Snoop. Three.
Yep.
Yeah.
And agree. Willie and Snoop, weirdly enough, they're two peas in a pot.
You know, have all you ever heard all them over talk weed about each other? Snoop, yeah, says they love each the other. The only guy that can outsmoke him is Willie.
Yeah, you know. I mean, to me, to me, that would be a really great moment at Bonnaroo and something that could almost turn into its own super jam. Barry Corder, number four.
Man, all right, I'm going with the obvious here, but I'm sticking with it, and I'm also looking at Railbird and Shaky Knees,
which by the way sold out apparently.
Yeah,
huh? Mm-hmm. That's great.
Just because I'd like to see because I missed the Bonnaroo show, Nathaniel Rateliff, and mm-hmm. the Night Sweats. I'd like
it's
to
a great
see
show.
That.
Yeah,
it's a great show.
Yeah, you know, and again, there's three or four on my list that I could have picked that I'd be happy with, but I think that's one. That's me.
I saw Nathaniel at Tipitina's at a tiny Tipitina's is a tiny venue in New Orleans. On a tiny stage. Then, years before that, I saw him on the Music Midtown stage pouring down rain. And Nathaniel Rateliff in the rain, one of my favorite shows I've ever seen in my life. I just like a big muddy pit for Son of a Bitch was just an absolute blast. And I didn't care. I mean, you know me. I don't do dirt. I didn't care. Exactly. It was so much fun.
That's why I say I think he's a perfect Bonnaroo.
Hot, he is a perfect
rainy, whatever.
You know, we've talked about this for years. There are certain bands that just sound like a certain time of the day for Bonnaroo.
Yep.
And Nathaniel Rateliff as the sun's going down, that is the to me, what a perfect soundscape that would be.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Lord Taco, I can't wait for this one. Let's hear it. The Dead Stinkies.
How did you know? I don't know. There's a little band I heard like a year ago, I guess. Crumb. They're pretty neat. They've got like a really trippy. They've got like one of the trippiest videos I've ever seen. First of all,
man. You know what this really means?
She's got a great voice.
Mm-hmm. What does this really mean?
What does this mean?
Taco in the bus with a radio on.
Yeah,
spinning records.
Yeah, that's what it's ended up being. I'm going with a band that I have seen way too many times, and every time I see them, it gets better and better. I don't care how many times I've seen them, and I'm seeing them again tonight. The LCD Sound System. Still my favorite moment in the history of Bonnaroo was 2016. It was my favorite lineup. I know it was not well attended, but that 2016 year is my favorite Bonnaroo year I've been to out of 20. That was my favorite Bonnaroo show I've ever seen because it was the first time I saw them when they got back together. And this residency has been an absolute dream. So last year, living in New Orleans, when they announced this residency last year and then had to cut it short for COVID, I kept saying, all I got to do is get up to New York. I got to go see one of these LCD shows. I've got to see it. Part of the reason I live here, part of the reason why I moved to New York, not only is it the tip top of my industry, but it's because of things like this. I was so irritated a year ago that I couldn't be a part of going to any LCD night that I wanted to, just on a whim. I was so irritated about that was part of the reason why coming here was so attractive, saying to myself, well, at any moment I could go to an LCD Sound System show, right? And I'm actually getting to do it. This will be night 4 out of 18. My magic number has always been 4. I'd like to get to 5 if I can before this run's done. But my magic number is 4, and every show has just gotten better and better and better. I've got so many great memories of that 2016 year, and the LCD show is right up top. I want it again. I want it just one more time at Bonnaroo.
I'm going to send you a picture, Taco. One of my favorite, I've taken about 4 Ooh. Pictures that I'm really proud of at Bonnaroo, and that's one of them.
Is it of me?
No.
So why are we talking about it?
If you remember how that show started, it came out, it was completely dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm up there in the pit taking pictures. I'm like, I'm getting nothing. There's no way. I'm just keep hitting the button, and the next day in Camp Nut Butter, I said, all right, let's go ahead and download these and see what's up. And the third one, I got the greatest picture because they brought that big glitter ball. Remember how it came out?
That's called a disco ball, Barry.
Glitter ball. It's the same thing. But anyway,
in what world have you ever heard a disco ball called glitter ball?
It's a glitter ball. It's a disco ball.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway, and I'm the asshole for moving the hill. And I'm the jerk for moving the hill.
Hey, make sure you wear that banana skin when you go see the glitter ball.
Fair enough. Anyway, it's one of my favorite pictures, and it was a complete accident. So it was a great show.
Glitter ball. Oh, God. My favorite Mariah Carey album.
Glitter ball.
Yeah.
That's
I have an idea. I've told this to their management, but I've got this idea for an LCD show, and I must have been in a different mental state. But the disco ball, the glitter ball, is their calling card, right? It's on all of their merch. I want them to set the stage up as if they're inside the disco ball. You know, where like the walls can come in and close in, and then it turns into one big disco ball. The walls can come down, and inside the ball is nothing but the like the screens that's behind them and the lights that come out from. Oh, what a great idea! Mm. Okay,
but you know, between this,
Cone might have some ideas about it. But
between this and the Flaming Lips, this is the most ball heavy show we've ever done.
Yeah, what is that ball called? Yeah. the scrotum ball.
Solving all your ball needs. The podcast for balls about balls. One more. Let's go around the room. One more. Barry Cordy, your final band for your wish list 2023.
Or again, and it goes back to what I was saying earlier. I could have picked from any of these. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing Hozier's show and album is really good. I could go with that or the Lumineers. And I can't believe I'm saying Lumineers because I was not that big a fan.
A lot of stomping and clapping. Well, yeah. You like stomping and clapping, huh?
Just clapping.
Yeah, I'd rather go with Hozier.
I think Hozier. And I also wanted to mention, again, I'm pulling off of these two lists, but I want to say Future Islands just because it gives Brad about a half hour's worth of rant material. So
why?
You don't like them.
I love Future Islands.
Oh, my God. All right.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
No, you're confusing the fact that I had seen Future Islands a few times, and I just don't need to see that show again.
Not
I think
balls?
That you see it. Not enough balls. Not, I need more balls.
Or otherwise.
Look, the show is great, but his act sort of wears thin after you've seen it a couple of times. Okay. I love Future Islands. It was one of my go-to shows for like ACL and Bonnaroo that the year before that. I love it. But after you see it a couple of times, you just don't need to see him pounding on his chest and ripping his face off and going through the performative art that he does. Not taking anything away from it. It's a great show. But after you see it a couple of times, I don't really need to see it again.
Fair enough.
But I love Future Islands.
There's a couple others.
Well, that's all you got. You're done. You're out of wishes.
This is another one. I
can't wait for this, Lord Taco. Your final one.
Final wish.
Make it good.
Ready? All right. Hear me out.
Because so far it's been so easy.
Yeah. And I've talked about this before, but Pet Shop Boys. I want to have Pet Shop Boys Super Jam. I've seen, like, there's a YouTube video of them doing like a medley of their songs. It's like some awards thing. They kept bringing out, they brought out Brandon Flowers. They brought out Lady Gaga. And I mean, it was just hit after hit after hit. And I think it'd be super fun to have a super jam with Pet Shop Boys and, you know, special guests.
I mean, that is one of those bands, Barry. I don't know if you've seen them. They sort of live in the ether for me as just one of these I'll never see. I'll never have an opportunity to see them.
And I'm glad you brought that up because going back to what I said at the beginning, it's only because it's been on my mind, and I'm going to ask you guys, and you can make fun of me or not. I don't know that it works, but I'm fascinated with this Motley Crue Def Leppard tour. Is that way out of No Way Bonnaroo or
No Way? No Way.
I mean, I don't think it works either because they're already touring, but would that be in any way a legacy type of act? One or the other? I've seen them both. I saw Motley Crue during the Tommy Lee drum rotating thing back in the 80s.
You know, my initial reaction is absolutely not. But then again, we went to an Alice Cooper show.
And it was awesome.
It was fantastic.
Yep.
So maybe I overreacted and thought a little bit too quickly.
That's me. And that's why I brought at first. I mean, when I heard they were doing this, I'm like, it's such an oldies. But Def Leppard is one of the shows that I saw back in the day in the 80s that I didn't want to go to. And mm-hmm. I'm so glad I saw it. It was great. It's 90 minutes of just fun.
Yeah, and you know every song.
You know every single song. Yeah. Everybody next to you knows every song.
By the way, Taco, your Tears for Fears wish is unfortunately going to die on the vine because they are in Paris and London during Bonnaroo 2023.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I don't know if that's going to happen, buddy.
Well, you know, it's just a general wish. It could be maybe another year.
Sure. Sure. By the way, have you ever noticed that with all the people who have in a world now in 2023, 2022, where names are out of control, people are just naming things the most bizarre names. People have ridiculous names. Why has there never been one person named Santa other than Santa? There are people who are still naming their kid in Germany Adolf, but yet we can't get a kid named Santa?
I never went to school with a Santa. Did you?
I never went to school with a Santa.
No.
I can't believe it. There's not a major sports star with the name Santa. As many ridiculous names.
Yeah, Jesus, and yeah.
So my final one is going to be another band that I have seen multiple times, and I'm going to go see them again tomorrow night, but I feel as though I want to be a part of their explosion, and that's why I try to go to as many of these shows as possible, because I know it's just going to keep getting bigger, and one day they're going to be one of the biggest bands in the world. Wet Leg. I want to see Wet Leg at Bonnaroo. I've seen this show on small stages at Tipitina's. I'm going to see them at Webster Hall this week. Talk about a show that just keeps getting bigger and bigger. When I saw it at Tipitina's, it was 35 minutes, right? They had one album worth of stuff. I even told the girls, how about throwing in a cover or two? But, it's tight. These girls are so sweet. They're so much fun. I want them to have their Bonnaroo moment. But that's it. That's my wish list.
You brought them up. I was going to ask you about that because I know you've seen the show. I love Chaise Lounge. The song
Chaise Long.
Chaise Long. I love that song, and I love
Wet Dreams even better. I have Buffalo 66 on DVD.
That was going to be my question.
It's such a fun show.
Yeah.
And what I really loved, so I come back to Alabama Shakes a lot, because seeing that Bonnaroo show and then following them around the country and seeing it 15 more times throughout the next couple of years, watching the progress every time they got on stage and trying different things and seeing how this thing was going to work and how to preserve her voice, et cetera. That kind of stuff was so much fun to watch, to eventually some of the final shows where it was, especially Bonnaroo, when they came back to Bonnaroo into the What stage, it was such a big, giant show at that point. I feel like I'm on the ground floor of this Wet Leg thing, and seeing it get a little bit better and a little bit better, a little bit better is so much fun. So rewarding.
Anybody out there listening who's not familiar, their sound is everywhere. It's old, it's new.
Yeah.
It's retro.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm with you.
The songwriting is so quirky and interesting. I'm such a big fan. Yeah, I love these girls so much. We're going to LCD tonight together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They were so excited. They planned their entire trip, so when they booked these 5 dates in New York, they decided to come in a few days early to go to an LCD show.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah, very exciting. All right. Let's take a quick thing. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back, wrap up with some news from the past couple weeks I'm going to get to, and we'll wrap the show up next. Hang tight.
A lot of people live in denial because they think that to be realistic is to be depressing.
I'm Dr. Mike, host of Going There.
It was the first song where I wrote about how I felt like my depression was killing me and I didn't want it.
Going There. Breaks the stigma of mental health issues by having real, honest conversations with your favorite musicians, including Alessia Cara, Lizzie Hale, Jewel, Jason Isbell, Gerard Way, Lauren Gray, Shamir, and Barty Strange.
There was something there that was so raw, where I was like, wow, I can't believe someone would say that.
Let's Go There on Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network, every other Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Hangout Festival, that we touched on this a second ago, that lineup was announced, we've said it year after year. There's no more Randy Newmans on the Hangout lineup. I'll never forget going to Hangout and seeing Randy Newman. That ain't ever coming back. This is a very, very young festival. As it should be. It should be a top 40 young kid Hangout. No pun intended. Chili Peppers, SZA, Calvin Harris, Paramore, Lil Nas X. Then you get down into, the bands that I would actually want to go see is Rainbow Kitten Surprise, Backseat Lovers. I really like that Backseat Lovers band. And then, some things that actually work really well on the beach, literally a band called Beach Weather. So that came out. You got the Railbirds sold out, and then you have the Shaky Knees lineup that I haven't talked to you guys about. You really like the Shaky Knees. It's amazing how Shaky Knees every year comes through.
I do. I love it. And just, it's one of those, like, you, the more you look down the list, you keep getting surprised because you're like, wow, okay. Just,
yeah. I can't remember a Shaky Knees lineup that I was just like, meh.
No, they're all great.
Every year. Yeah, every year.
This one for me really knocked it out of the park.
The only thing that it seems to have, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, Brad, but it almost kind of has a, I like this day more than that day. I would go not all 3 days, but I would go 2 days, that type of thing. But this one's pretty strong start to finish.
It really is.
Yeah. I think.
I mean, Cypress Hill in and of itself is getting me there on Friday.
Yeah. All right. I know. And the Yeah's and the Killers, which is a great show. Yeah, it feels like the festivals are figuring out their lanes.
Right? Well, I mean, Shaky Knees has always been really the reason why I like Shaky Knees and the reason why I like Hangout so much is for that exact reason. Right. They know exactly their audience, and they super serve that specific sound that they're looking for. And personally, Shaky Knees is always right in my wheelhouse. But I really appreciate what Hangout does. They know the audience so well, and they super serve the people that show up there. I give both of these festivals a lot of credit. Shaky Knees in and of it. Now, I don't know the new venue as well as I knew the old one. Do you like Central Park?
I like it, but I don't know what the old venue was, so I don't really compare it. But yeah, it's fine.
The other thing that I wanted to get to is it feels like we are, I mean, this close to an actual Coachella lineup. And correct me if I'm wrong. Has anyone heard a peep of a leak when it comes to a Coachella lineup?
Mm-hmm. No.
I mean, I've got a pretty good handle on what the Bonnaroo lineup is going to be, but I haven't heard a single peep about Coachella.
No, not me.
Good
have
point.
I missed anything?
You pay much more attention to that kind of thing than I do.
Okay. But you haven't, like Taco, you haven't heard anything about rumors about Coachella.
And if you haven't, then I certainly haven't. So,
And then the final thing that I want to get to is something near and dear to my heart. 19-year-old Brad could not have been more excited. 20-year-old Brad could not have been more excited this week when Postal Service announced their reunion to do 20, not just Postal Service, but going on tour with Death Cab and getting the whole band back together with Jenny Lewis. And, Ben not only doing the Postal Service album, but Transatlanticism, two albums that completely defined my 20s. I have never been happier or more giddy. I love Parker's, the Ruham kid, Ruham 1. His reaction was just curled up in a ball. Yeah. So that's exactly how I felt. I got wind of it earlier in the week, and I just started texting everybody I know. I was like, guys, this is really happening. I'm so excited about this.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Great. It was funny that I saw the image. Hey, one thing before we go, and I wanted to just mention it. We're going to get into tips and all that stuff in future shows, but because of the timing of it, we got an email from Nick from Australia.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to bring this up. I'm glad that you reminded me about this.
By the timing was right, because he may be asking for Christmas gifts or whatever, you know, so I wanted to bring it up. But his question was basically, what about the shuttle? He's coming, I guess, with a friend or a partner or whatever, and wanted to know whether to it was worth staying in Atlanta and taking the shuttle and going to Bonnaroo. And, I mean, I'm not going to answer for you guys, but my response would be no.
No.
It's a no.
Yeah, that's Emilio was going to say. Yeah. So read the whole email just so that everybody understands what he's asking. So that
I got
we're
it.
We're all on the same page.
He says, my girlfriend and I are heading over to the States from Australia next year for Bonnaroo. I've been listening to your podcast. Clearly, you guys feel camping at the festival is a huge part of the experience. Our initial plan is to stay in Nashville, take a shuttle to and from the festival each day. Is that a bad idea? I love Nashville, and I suppose we were hoping to get the best of both worlds, accommodation and food in Nashville, music at Bonnaroo.
Yeah, we're all in agreement here. That's a no for me, dog. I don't think it's going to work out as well as you think it's going to work out. That is way too much work. But
I don't
B,
even know what that looks like. Seriously.
I don't either. But B, you cannot, like, it's not just part of the experience. It is the experience.
You break the seal.
You have to go in, even if you're from Australia, and it sounds to me like, you know, you got some money. So just get the package. Buy the package and let them set up the camp for you, and you just enjoy it. Nashville, I can promise you, ain't going anywhere. Right. And it will be the same. It will be the same J crew on Thursday. Then it will be the next Wednesday, and then the next year. It's not going to take your Nashville time some other time, or you know, double book yourself and get the back end trip to Nashville and spend a couple of days. Or if you really love country music, do CMT Fest the weekend before. But don't try and do this back and forth thing. I don't think you're going to be very happy with either experience.
No.
And by the way,
whatever you're going to be doing in Nashville late at night is you're missing Bonnaroo. You know,
that's right. That's right.
So yeah,
I don't
even know how that looks.
I don't either, because 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, you're just now late. Well, I guess we'll go back to Nashville and do what?
Well, you missed the shuttle leaves at 1. I mean, so, and if you miss the shuttle.
Does it really?
Yeah, I think.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, it doesn't run like 24 hours.
You know,
if you miss the shuttle, you're sleeping on the ground.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't. Yeah.
Yeah, I would implore you and beg you to just let go and have the whole Bonnaroo experience.
Yeah. Yeah. The only reason I can think of to take the shuttle is if you're just one of those people that only wants to see one or two.
Yes. If you go one day, if you want to go one day and maybe come back for early tomorrow.
Otherwise.
But even then, Barry, I'd bring my car and sleep in
it.
I'd rent a car and sleep in it.
Yeah. No.
I'm going for a day.
I'm just that one person who just wants to see, you know, whoever, artist A, and, you know, maybe experience a little bit of what you think is, you know, hippie fest, Woodstock, whatever. That's the only reason I can
take in the show. I agree.
Otherwise, you're missing Bonnaroo.
All right. Anything else to get to before we wrap up?
I wanted to do a little personal news for on the bus.
Yeah, ooh,
give you an update here.
Ooh. Bus update. Yep.
There's a shop in St. Louis that I found that has agreed they're going to rebuild the engine. And I'm going to drop a little money on it, but it's going to be completely rebuilt, you know, end to end, you know, tested, tuned, ready to go. So I'm on his list.
So you have to... So you have to drive an engine to St. Louis to get it rebuilt. Mm-hmm. Barry, you going on that trip?
I know. I'm waiting for I'm waiting for him to ask.
Yeah, I'll swing
like
by and pick you up.
To have an ask.
Yeah.
Barry's a great road trip partner, to be honest with you. He
once I'm
you
in
know,
the
he
car,
enjoys
I'm great. I'm easy to get along with.
Yeah.
Man, will you guys do like a road trip podcast and, you know, just you two just shooting the shit, hanging out in the car?
That could be fun.
Singing some songs, singing. Ooh, you could be singing some editor songs together.
I was gonna say, yeah, editors.
Which, by the way, I put an editor song on my mixtape.
Did you really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Clearly.
So how long is it gonna take to rebuild the engine?
I don't know. It's probably gonna take about a month for him turnaround time. I've
really
talked, yeah. I got referred to him through a guy that lives around here. He has a bus and he takes it on the road 9 months out of the year at least. He's in Arizona right now, and he's just had nothing but good things to say about his engine that he got built. And he's like, I've driven it through like 43 states and not had any problems.
Mm-hmm.
If it works out for him, I think it's going to work out for me. And I think the timing's going to be good where we can get it dropped off.
You'll get it back by Bonnaroo.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the plan.
Okay. All right. Good. Mm-hmm. It better be.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That bus better be.
Yeah, if it doesn't go, I don't go.
All right. Next week, we'll talk to you then. I appreciate you guys. Consequence Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.